I found from the report that the National Action Plan on the Realization of the UNCRPD was adopted in 2017 and runs until 2025, with amendments introduced in 2019, and it assigns responsibilities to various ministries. So can you please provide a composition of the responsible ministry and any measure taken to ensure necessary resource allocation to implement such the National Action Plan on the realization of the UNCRPD? And how do you monitor the implementations? And what monitoring mechanism do you equip to strengthen the results? And can you please provide name list of OPDs are you working with at the moment? And second question, Madam Chair, taking the fact that many OPDs known as self-help organizations of persons with disability, club or groups of persons with disability around the world are unregistered and have not hold a legal status due to many reasons. We are so proud. I am the committee and I am living with disability. We are so proud to be active citizens in determining a realistic solution to our issues and to support the government implementations. And however, in Belarus in 2022, the amendments to the Belarus criminal codes enter into force, recriminalizing, I think, individual activities in unregistered NGO under Article 193/1. This amendment provides that the any participation in unregistered or political parties or religious organization or other foundations can be punished by a fine or arrest or imprisonment for up to 2 years. So please elaborate this issue, how the government of Belarus strengthen the organizations of persons with disability and support the establishment of OPD, why the amendment the criminal code are enforced, and how do you ensure a close consultations and active involvement of OPDs across country when implementing the convention? Thank you.